This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. Oh, yay.
Well, while I am devastated still about the loss of Queen Elizabeth, I think her...
Aren't we all?
Yeah, well, she's up there with you, Philip.
Yes, there you are.
So don't
Hello,
worry.
Hello, darling. Good morning, my sweetheart.
Well, don't listen to this, Queenie, because this may upset you. While I'm devastated and the world is mourning you and everybody is devastated at the loss, I think the loss was a good thing for the family because it appears now that Prince Harry has had a change of heart where his much-anticipated memoir is concerned.
Much-anticipated by Meghan.
Gonna be good money, Harry. Put it out.
Out of respect for Gan-Gan, the Queen.
Harry, Queen Gary.
There you go. Harry says he's pushing back the publishing of the memoir until 2023.
January 1st.
No. He also says he will be revising some of the chapters and now deciding which truth bombs he will drop.
Put them all in, Harry. We need money.
According to sources, Harry is now taking out anything potentially bad.
Potentially?
Potentially bad. He originally wrote about his father, King Charles III,
yes,
and his brother, Prince William, who is now next in line for the crown. He's also revising some things about the new queen consort, Camilla, because I had heard that he did not write nice things about her.
Well, stole his dad away from Mummy.
Well, that is true.
Hello-zy.
But now that she's queen consort, he has a different kind of respect
he
for her.
He should. We have renamed her from Horseface to My Little Pony.
What an upgrade.
You have to bow to her now?
Very
yes,
much so.
He does have to bow to her, yes.
And now that I'm king, I get free stays in the castle at Disneyland.
But guess what? She has to bow to him. The queen consort has to
You're
bow to
damn
Charles.
Damn right she does. Start bowing, my love.
The memoir was initially slated to be released this November in time, of course, for holiday sales. But now, out of respect for the queen, he is waiting.
He's what makes a better holiday gift than a book trashing the royal family?
I can't.
That says Christmas like nothing else on there.
I cannot think of anything better.
Harry, do it. Put it out.
He's also taking out certain passages that involve Her Majesty.
Nobody
Instead,
wants to buy the book.
They say he will describe his feelings about how much he loved his grandmother and how sad he is about her passing. How sad he is
Good
about
call.
Her passing. All right, one thing we do already know is Harry says he is forever grateful that the Queen had been able to hug his children. Think about it. He finally brought those kids to see her during the Jubilee, and she finally got to meet her namesake, Lilibet.
And they finally got those pictures on a hidden camera so they can put them in the middle of the book
and
sell
pictures,
more books.
Oh, there were pictures, trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Harry and
that
Meghan
book
will
is
going to
go big.
Harry and Meghan will be staying at their Windsor home until the funeral, which is Monday, September 19th, while the kids remain here in California. This is the longest time they've been apart, that Meghan has been apart from those two.
Feels so good, Harry. Let's just leave them there. Let's move into Buckingham Palace. Make them throw us out. We'll squat.
Squatters.
We're squatting in Buckingham Palace.
No, you have your own house.
You should be king.
Cottage.
Be king, Harry. Be king.
No,
you're letting me down, you loser.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I know that they were plotting. Plotting to take over the throne.
They're hoping that you're plotting, okay?
I'm plotting right
now.
And no, because the pen is leaking. and they forgot to put my toothpaste on the toothbrush.
Oh, how dare they?
How dare
how
you?
How dare
you? I am King Chuck.
King Charles.
Chuck. And we'll put, the money is now going to be called Chuck Bucks. It has my picture on it.
God.
Chuck Bucks, everyone. Chuck Bucks for you. Make it rain. Make it rain up in here.
Are you the new 2 buck Chuck?
Yes, we will have a two buck Chuck bill.
This entertainment report is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Don't miss the hottest dance party of the year.
My first demand.
Lisa, CNC Music Factory, and Digital Underground.
Digital Underwear.
Should we take you to Chuck E. Cheese?
I'm the king
Chuck?
Of Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, you got Chuck tokens.
My first demand is from the producers of The Crown.
And what is that?
Do Mummy a Solid.
What is that?
In the last season, cast Liz Hurley as Queen Elizabeth. Am I right, Brandon?
What is she like, Benjamin?
Oh, you're now Sir Brandon.
Yeah, baby.
You get a knight. You
right.
get a knight.
Thank you.
All right. Lisa,
oh, you idiot.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Philip. Lisa, CNC Music Factory and Digital Underground coming to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa on Thursday, September 22nd. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Oh, new series portraying Charles's life is coming out next.
It is?
It's called The Clown.
No,
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat candy.